Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment focusing on the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. And today we're turning the mic toward one of our own. Tony Tyler is the host of Rock the Burg here on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7 FM, a program that gives local rock musicians a platform to share their creativity and their work. How did you get involved with Radio St. Pete?
I live part of the year in St. Pete, and Fiona Frenchie happened to be my neighbor. And I just happened to run into her as I was leaving the building one day, and she told me she was headed down to the studio, and they were looking for volunteers. And she was just saying that just casually. She didn't think that I was interested or anything. But as soon as I heard that, I said, really? Well, I'd be interested. And she said, oh, well, come on down. You know, I guess there was a ribbon cutting ceremony that was going to happen the week after. So she invited me to go. And so I went and I met
You met all
Jacob
of us.
And
yeah,
yes,
that was the day when we had the ribbon cutting for the opening of the studio here at Thrive.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that day. I remember meeting you.
Yes. And I again said that I was interested in volunteering. And so that's how it started. I've always been interested in music, and whenever I've had the opportunity to do some DJ work throughout all of my schooling, like in college, university, whenever there was an opportunity to, for example, we had a student bar and they needed a DJ to play music, so I would always volunteer to do that because I've always liked that kind of thing. Because I'm not a musician myself, but to me that's a way for me to be part of that world, by actually supporting the artists, even if I can't be the artist myself, but I support all these. Especially I like supporting independent musical artists who don't have the backing of large label to promote them. So I do what I can to promote them on my show.
Radio St. Pete local music plays from about 2 to 5 every afternoon and then every morning, Monday through Friday. Your show is specifically about rock music. What made you pick rock?
The music that I like. It's always been rock music. All through even the 70s, right? The big disco thing. No way. I've always been a child of rock, if you will. And so that's the music I like. And when I was discussing with Jay, putting a show together and what kind of music I would play, I suggested, could it be rock music? And right away he said, oh, yes, we'd like to have a show.
We certainly have a catalog of rock music.
He said, we have a really large catalog of rock music. So I was thrilled to find out that I could actually play the music that I like on the show.
How has the show evolved since you got started? Because you've been doing it for more than a year now, right?
Yes. I think it's almost 2 years now. How has it evolved? That's a good question. I don't know. I have a design. Whereas I like to start strong with a really strong rock song. And then near the middle, I play a bit more mellow, still rock, but more mellow. Could be a little bit folk rock, you know. And I like also to have a segment where I feature women of song, because, of course, I do that in honor of my friend Fiona, who did run a show, as you know. So I, near the middle, after it gets a bit mellow, then I play, again, some women of song, and then I start up again with more rock, loud rock.
So how do you prepare for each episode? Like, what goes into your thinking as you get ready to do an hour-long show every week?
Well, I have access to a wonderful catalog of music at Radio St. Pete, and so I listen. I just spend some time just listening to the music that's there and picking songs that I like and adding them to my playlist. So I do that every week. So I take some time just to listen to what's out there. If there's something new, sometimes musicians contact me directly and send me their music. And so I listen to it, and if I like it, I usually do, I'll play it on my show.
What's something listeners might be surprised to learn about producing a local radio show?
What surprised me, maybe I'll say that. In the beginning, I spent a lot of time worrying about how I would sound on the air. And I would spend a lot of time just repeating things and, oh, I don't like it like this, let me record it again. And I discovered that the best is always when you're being yourself, authentic and natural, and not think too much about what you're going to sound like. I think too many of us worry too much about how you're going to sound like. So to me, it was a bit of a surprise, a pleasant surprise to myself, when I would listen back to what I recorded, and what sounded the best was always the track where I didn't think about it too much, and I was just talking naturally, mm-hmm. as I would, you know, as we are doing here in the studio. So that to me was a bit surprising, but a pleasant surprise.
What do you love the most about being part of the St. Pete community on the air?
I love the people. I love the people at the station. Just a wonderful, I'm proud to be part of this community. I love St. Pete, St. Petersburg. I just love it, the Sunshine City. I love coming here. It's a second home to me. I feel very at home when I come here. And I look forward to every time that I visit.
Have you met any local artists, or have you met up with any of the local organizations or anybody that is connected to the station or just the area in general?
Yes, I have met, because of course I have some favorites, you know, some songs that I like, some artists that I like. I like a lot of them, but there's some that I, you know, I'm particularly drawn to. Mm-hmm. So I've had the opportunity to meet some of them. I make it a point, if I know they're playing locally, to go see their shows and to introduce myself and to get to know them personally. And to me, that's a thrill when I get to meet one of the musicians that I feature on my show, and I get to talk to them and ask them about the inspiration behind their songs. It's always a thrill for me, that part. I think that's one of the things I like the most about doing my show, is to get to meet the people that make the music that I play.
How do you see local radio adding something special that the national media can't?
Because it's local. It's always wonderful when you can do something to support your local businesses, your local artists, where you live. If, especially if it's a community that you love, you want to do what you can to promote it, to, you know, encourage the artists and the people, the community.
But what keeps you motivated to keep creating your show week after week? I know people want to get involved sometimes, and they last a few months, but, you know, like you said, you've been here almost 2 years now.
Yes,
so what keeps
yes,
you going, Tony?
Yes. Again, I love the music. I love the local musicians. I'm amazed at the incredible talent of our local musicians here in Tampa Bay. These are people that you don't necessarily hear on the air anywhere else, and they are struggling, a lot of them, mm-hmm. as artists, to make ends meet, but they're so great. I would say I didn't know about them until I got my show.
I agree. Yes, me. I didn't know about them. I mean, you go to different venues and you see someone occasionally here or there, but the sheer volume of work that is produced here locally is shocking to me.
It is. Yeah. And that was, again, like, wow. I stepped into a world I did not know existed, and I've stayed in it because it's so wonderful. And I don't listen to commercial radio anymore, I have to say. I listen just to community radio now. Mm-hmm. I love the music. And in my opinion, it's as good or better than anything that you would hear on a commercial radio station.
And this radio station is not genre specific. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to the radio, you hear all different sorts of music. And
yes.
It kind of opens up your mind to just accept different forms of music that you maybe would not listen to if you were just
yes.
tuned into only a rock station, only a jazz station.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. The variety that we have, mm-hmm. right, on the air is amazing. And again, I love learning new things, being exposed to new things, and learning that, discovering that I like it.
Sure.
You know? You try it and you see, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep doing it, because I love it.
Do you have one song or sound that makes you think of St. Pete?
Well, there is one song that I've been playing a few times lately. It's by Kathleen Edward. As a lot of you probably know, she's Canadian, but she also has a home here in St. Petersburg. And she put out an album, Billionaire, not too long ago. And on that album, she has one song, which to me is a love song to the Sunshine State. And it's called FLA. And when I listen to that song, and I listen to her words, I just remember all the good times I've had here in St. Petersburg. It makes me think of St. Petersburg, specifically, that song. And I love to play it.
Do you have any advice for someone who wants to start their own show?
I would say don't be afraid. Go ahead. Again, don't worry about what you're going to sound like. Just be your authentic self, because people will like you for who you are. And the great thing about volunteering here is that you get to play the music that you like. You're free to choose the music that you like to play on your show. So you're going to have a good time if you join this community of volunteers at Radio St. Pete.
Where can listeners tune in to your program and connect with you online?
My show is called Rock the Burg, and it's on Tuesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. And I also have a fan page on Facebook called Tony Tyler Rocks. So you can follow me on Tony Tyler Rocks. And what I try to do is give a preview of the show that I play every week, the artist that I'm going to be featuring on the show.
Well, Tony, thank you for joining us and for everything you do to bring local voices to life on Radio St. Pete. You can catch Rock the Burg, as Tony just told us, on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. And thank you to all our listeners. You're tuned into Sunshine Sisters, celebrating the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today.